Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Kay covers the Jaguars for First Coast News. Hey, Mike, Taz of the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it, Mike. Let's start here. What was your reaction to seeing the comments by Jalen Ramsey?
I mean, that was Jalen being Jalen. I mean, he can cut a wrestling promo better than a lot of guys on the indie scene, honestly. He's a guy that likes to speak his mind, and it's encouraged within the locker room. He's a guy that says a lot of things that nobody wants to say, and for the most part, he's typically accurate.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, do you think that Jalen's becoming like a locker room problem, like he's a little bit of a headache for the front office? Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think he's a little bit high maintenance. I think when you look at the way he plays, you're going to get a lot of, well, yeah, he might be a little bit of a head case, or yeah, he might be a me first sounding type of guy. But he's a guy that delivers results on the field, and I think a lot of the leadership in that locker room, especially from the defensive side, is willing to put up with, you know, his outgoing personality if he's able to perform.
Right there, and he is a wonderful player. I guess the point being is this something that, you know, that Tom Coughlin wants? I mean, is this the kind of – I don't mind it. Taz and I got into the conversation earlier. Taz doesn't mind it either. We get it. We understand it. I think you need to see more personalities in the NFL.
Absolutely,
but,
yes.
But how much do you think this bothers Tom Coughlin?
Well, I think overall when you're calling out your coaching staff's play calling ability by saying you think Blake should have passed more, that's probably not the best way to endear yourself to the boss. I think that Tom's been very patient with Jalen. When Jalen got into a fight with AJ Green and was ejected from a game, Tom Coughlin aired out his support for Jalen. But like you've probably seen, recently Jalen got into it with us in the local media after a skirmish between Yanni Kingakwe and Dante Fowler, and he ended up getting suspended for a week. So he's not in Minnesota during joint practices.
Well,
right,
I want to ask you about that, Mike. I mean, do you feel that Ramsey should have been suspended for that altercation with you all?
Well, no, I don't think he should have been suspended, but I understand what they were trying to do. You know, he's been very vocal. He was involved in a skirmish during practice earlier. And so they probably wanted to avoid any sort of drama in Minnesota. And really, Jalen was not going to play very much in that game anyway.
Right.
Oh, so, you know, I mean, you're avoiding injury to your best player. You're avoiding any sort of controversy. Dante Fowler was suspended too, but he was also involved in both skirmishes 2 days into returning from practice. So the situations are a little bit different. Jalen will be welcomed back with open arms. Doug Marrone said that he is very comfortable with both guys coming back and doesn't think there's going to be an issue. So I think when you look at it overall, Jalen's getting a week off pretty much.
He is getting a week off. You know, for he's a wonderful player. I mean, he's a really, really talented corner. When healthy, he's a difference maker for a team. So, and I get it. In today's day and age, Mike, I think there's a good thing about trying to brand yourself as well. And if he's going to go out and talk the trash, he's going to talk it. He's certainly got a lot of game in order to back it up.
Yeah, certainly. And I mean, he's said stuff like this before. You know, he's talked about Odell Beckham being a very good receiver, but he's also a great corner as well. He's talked about how AJ Green is mentally soft. This is something that he does on a regular basis. Now, going on a hit list with word association with quarterbacks is a little bit new for him. But he's been very open and honest about how he feels about Josh Allen. He's been very open and honest about how he's felt about other quarterbacks. Now it's just in I guess, internet ink, and it's really getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, so, you know, I was talking earlier, Moose and I were talking, Mike, and I was saying I feel like maybe Ramsey – what he's probably doing here, just my opinion, I'm going to get your thoughts, maybe trying to rent some space in the heads of some of these quarterbacks, you know, because he is such a polarizing guy. He's bombastic. He just, you know, he's outlandish, says what he wants. You equated him to a wrestler cutting a wrestling promo and stuff like that. But, you know, do you think that this is by design? This is for him to get in the heads of some of these quarterbacks?
Well, yeah, I think with him, he's a very big physical corner. He talks a lot of trash on the field. So it's kind of like a UFC fighter trying to get into the head of his opponent. And I think you're 100% right. I think this is a way of getting people to think about him. If you saw Matt Stafford's wife is even calling him out on Instagram.
Yeah,
I mean, so, you know, it's one of those things where he's not only getting in the heads of these players, he's getting in the heads of their wives and their loved ones. And
yeah.
I think if you're going to brand yourself as a villain, I mean, there's no better way to get yourself over than to really publicly cause a scene for 32 NFL teams.
Mike, you're a wrestling fan or what?
Oh, I'm a big wrestling fan, man.
I can tell.
So, I mean, sorry. I'm not trying to play up to the host, but I mean, Jalen is one of those guys that really comes around and has that bravado where he really just bridges the gap. And I think
he's a heel. He's a heel.
Yeah. Oh, he's definitely a heel. There's no doubt. I mean, but to me, I think he's very smart. He's very calculated. Everything that kid does is thought through very, very thoroughly before he acts. It might come off like it's off the cuff, but just knowing him, he's very cerebral.
Michael, how do you think it plays in the locker room amongst his teammates?
I think a lot of guys like it. It's brought out the outgoingness of Miles Jack and A.J. Boye and Deshaun Gibson. I mean, there are older guys that are still pretty quiet and subdued, but when you think about the Jaguars on a national scale, Jalen's really a very vocal ambassador for this team, and I think there are guys on this squad that have been around for a while and been overlooked nationally, and Jalen brings eyes towards them and towards the team.
We'll close out here, Mike. How long have you been a wrestling fan for?
Since 1992.
Since 92. So, all right, so we'll put you on the spot here. Your favorite Taz match of all time?
Oh, jeez.
Triple H, when you were still the ECW champion.
I got screwed, dude, that match. I mean, Stephanie
and
Trinity.
I know,
I wasn't right what happened.
No, but I mean, I always thought that was kind of cool to bridge the gap between the two brands. Well, not the brands, but obviously, you know, you doing the business.
Right. Well, I was, for those that thought, I was under contract to WWE, and then I left WWE for one night. WWE asked me to do a favor for ECW, which is still in business, and win the ECW title from a guy who's no longer with us named Mike Awesome, who was going to WCW.
Okay.
So I won the title off Mike Awesome while I was contracted to WWE.
Okay.
And then wrestled Triple H, who was the, I think he was a WWE champion then, yeah. So, and I lost the match, so that was nice. So,
that's a great match.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was good.
But we put Mike on the spot. We talked a little Rams. Yeah, put him on the spot.
He
made wrestling references throughout the course of the interview. So you gotta ask him the question.
That's it.
All right, you put on a tee there, Mike. No.
Hey, you gotta relate to who you're talking to.
Well, that's exactly right.
That's it, bro.
Yes. By the way, I did not wrestle, and I'm not a former athlete. But it's
okay, though. But we still love the Moose.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
He will let you know.
Hey, Mike, we appreciate the time this morning. We really do. And we'll get you on again real soon, all right?
Thanks for having me, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.